That's it. I'll have made all the money I need, and I'll be able to make my move. He lit another cigarette, smiling at the prospect. He would put all this behind him and set off on the journey to Porto Santos, where he'd open a bar. Soon he'd no longer need to stand on watch in the leaky, draughty wheelhouse while Jakobsen snored on his bunk down in the engine room. He couldn't be sure what his new life would hold, but he longed for it even so. Abruptly as it had started, it stopped snowing. At first he didn't dare to believe his luck, but then it became clear that snowflakes were no longer swirling past his eyes. I might be able to make it after all, he thought. Maybe the storm is passing and heading towards Denmark. Whistling, he poured himself some more coffee. The bag containing the money was hanging on the wall. Another 30,000 kroner closer to Porto Santos, the little island just off Madeira. Paradise was waiting. He was just about to take another sip of coffee when he caught sight of the dinghy. If the weather hadn't lifted, he'd never have noticed it. There it was, though, bobbing up and down on the waves, just 50 meters to port. A red rubber life raft. He wiped the condensation off the glass and peered out at the dinghy. It's empty, he thought. It's fallen off a ship. He turned the wheel and slowed